Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. It's time for our regular weekly visit with our senior fellow with responsibility for the economic warfare portfolio at the Center for Security Policy. He is, of course, Kevin Freeman. He is, among other things, a best-selling author of two books, Secret Weapon and Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack. Kevin Freeman is a chartered financial analyst by training, and you can find his collected works at globaleconomicwarfare.com. I'm very pleased to say he will be shortly the star of his own television program at the Blaze Network entitled Economic War Room with Kevin Freeman. Kevin, it's so good to have you back. Welcome.
Thank you, Frank.
I don't know where to begin, Kevin. There's a lot that's taking place in the Middle East, and I'm particularly keen to have your help in making sense of it. We have, of course, of late, a concerted effort by some of the Gulf states, led by Saudi Arabia, to bring one of their own to heel, namely the state of Qatar. And you have Donald Trump supporting the Saudis in doing that, rather explicitly, at the same time as his Secretary of Defense and Secretary of State seem to be backing the Qataris. You have the Qataris getting embroiled in some very interesting and potentially quite telling examples of anti-Western behavior that ought, if anything, it seems to me, shore up the president's position on what the Qataris have been doing. So give us sort of an overall view of what's going on here, and then we'll drill down on some of the latest evidence of Qatari misconduct.
Well, if you look at it from the American viewpoint, the president went to the Middle East. He did his tour. He said, drive them out, referencing the radical Islamists, the terrorists, and so forth. And the Saudis and the Egyptians and Bahrain and others looked and said, well, the problems are nesting in Qatar with ties to Turkey and Iran. And Qatar's where you guys, you have to make a choice. Are you on our side or their side? And they put a list of demands out, and they seem to be holding very strongly to them, which, from my perspective, they need to be driven out. The Muslim Brotherhood is headquartered there for quite some time, and there are a lot of other Islamists and bad activity that we've seen through the years flowing through Qatar.
Yeah. One of those that you have written about in your superb book, Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again, is evidence that the Qataris may have been involved in a naked short-selling bear raid on Lehman Brothers starting on September 11th, 2008. Talk about the latest evidence that suggests that's exactly what happened, Kevin Freeman, and remind us of the consequences.
Well, the Qatar is tied to all of the financial disasters that happened starting in late 2007 through early 2009, including the stock market crash, including the failure of Lehman Brothers. For example, and the one that's coming out into the press now, Barclays Bank, which is a UK-based bank, is the only bank in the United Kingdom or the United States that did not accept their own government's funding and control. Instead, they structured a deal with Qatar that allowed them to remain independent, and thus a lot of their records remain in the dark.
The independent of their own government, that is, not
yes.
The Qatari government, needless to say.
Oh, no, complete. Yes, exactly. The Qatari government took controlling position, which is just amazing. And how they did it is even more amazing. Barclays, to keep their capital position, it appears, and the Serious Fraud Office in the UK is looking at it, it appears they loaned Qatar some money, which they would be a AAA credit rating borrower, and that adds to the value of their capital, and then Qataris then return the money in the form of investment. So Barclays really didn't take any outside money. It was their own money they loaned to someone else who then took an equity stake. Well, that's complete. If that's what happened, that is serious fraud, which hence the Serious Fraud Office is investigating. But that let them continue down the path of what I believe is a potential massive bear raid on Lehman Brothers that may have come from the Qatari Investment Fund. It's so hard to tell because of the dark pools and all the things that the big sovereign wealth funds operate, the best we can tell is it emanated out of the Middle East, out of Qatar, that was attacking Lehman Brothers, and then they asked Barclays Bank, why don't you buy Lehman Brothers and rescue them, just like Bank of America bought Merrill Lynch here in the United States? And the answer that they gave was no, but the answer came from the Qataris, not from Barclays, not from the British government, not from the American government. And the entire financial system started to fail when Lehman Brothers went bankrupt and was not rescued.
Yeah. Now, remind us, Kevin, of the role that would have been played in all likelihood in such a scheme by a fellow by the name of Yusuf al-Qaradawi. Who is he and what kind of agenda does he operate on?
Well, in this particular instance, he was the Sharia scholar of the Qatari Sovereign Wealth Fund, but more importantly, he is the senior-most Muslim brother and has a television program on Al Jazeera that, you know, he's denounced America, denounced Israel. He is really a bad guy, and he called for the destruction of the Western financial system and capitalism. He's called for a lot of things, and the Muslim Brothers throughout the world go make them happen.
Kevin, speaking of efforts to do harm to Western governments, Western systems, including our capitalist system, could you comment on this report that there seems to have been an attack, a cyber attack on the British Parliament, and what may have flowed from it?
Well, it appears to be a very serious cyber attack, that attack that went into many of the offices there, and it appears to be traced back to Russia. And interestingly enough, there are reports today in Reuters that Russia's oil company, Rosneft, and others, banks in Russia, have also suffered attack. And so one might wonder, is this a, you know, an attack with a retaliation, or is this one very bad actor or a number of very bad actors? The point is that there is no location that is going unscathed. Everyone is under attack, and I think that this is part of the, you know, chaos creation desire of some really bad actors.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Kevin, there was a letter signed out by a number of Democratic U.S. senators last week to President Trump, taking him very much to task for a problem that I must say I've been very concerned about, as have you. In fact, it is very much part of your book, Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack, namely the possibility that our very vulnerable electric grid might be subjected to a cyber strike by the Russians or perhaps the Chinese or even the North Koreans or Iranians. The Democratic senators were concerned that the president isn't doing enough on that score. Should we all be concerned that not enough is being done to protect our grid against cyber and, for that matter, other forms of attack?
Well, absolutely. And I welcome the Democrats to the party who looked down on this issue when President Obama was in office and looked down on Russia as a threat when President Obama was in office. Welcome. We're so glad that you've woken up to the reality here. I suspect that they're doing this with a political agenda. I also suspect that the president and his team are working more on the effort than they know. But I am somewhat cynical to the idea that they're just now, I think they're just trying to tie Russia again to the president. But it is a serious threat. It is a nation-ending threat, whether through cyber attack, physical attack, or EMP. If our power grid goes down, America goes down.
Kevin, your clarion calls on these and so many other issues are really appreciated. I hope you'll check out Kevin Freeman's work at globaleconomicwarfare.com and look for him at Economic War Room with Kevin Freeman on the Blaze Network this summer. Kevin, thanks so much for your time today, as always, and for your great work. Keep it up. We'll talk with you very soon. Next up, we will be speaking with George Raceley of Conservative HQ, among other things, the recent court decision on the travel pause and the allocation of sizable amounts of taxpayer money to potential jihadists in America. What is up with that? That more straight ahead.
Go to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.